Hey, all my brothers and sisters, how's it going? It's another Wizard Worldwide Work of Wonder audio spectacular from yours truly, the King, Johnny Wizard, President and CEO of Shareware Earth Co. I am here to tell you some really important stuff. Now, why is it that I think I'm so great? Well, I know what the nature of time is to this moment we call present. We are at the end of time because we're still starting. Now, I know this is a function of my mind. Now, people say Isaac Newton figured the end of time wouldn't come until after 2060. Well, we came up with our understandings much sooner than most people realize that a lot of universal truths to the science of momentum, or moving from A to B to C, could have been understood in caveman days even. All you gotta do is spend a little bit of time thinking independently for yourself. But people are very unaccustomed to this. We're affected by suggestion all the time, and then we develop into routines, and that's just how we survive. Like, that's how you get to where you gotta go. Like, if you go to work, you know, you got a routine. You don't have to think about it after you've done it a couple of times. It's automatic, you know, and the mechanisms of a lot of that automaticity have been, like, hijacked. You know, it's a form of suggestion that Bush suggests closing criminal investigations immediately after the terrorist events of 9/11. Makes sense, really, but you don't understand. Just put your faith in Bush, and he'll delineate the difference between good from evil. And he says he'll use deceit and murder to fight that forever battle without end. A war against terrorism. Forever. You know, and he's a good guy? Come on, is he a good guy? You know, I don't ask for much. You know, I don't even, you know, it's a strange reality that I guess from your perspective I represent. But for me, it's like, I'm not a genius, I don't believe, to tell you. Why don't you support the FBI's formal conclusion on who funded the terrorist event of question, 9/11? Why is that? I suffer with this. You know, for some reason, you know, I don't know what to say. Like, I'm not a genius to suggest that that's the guy you need to arrest. But these soldiers tell us they have justification for bombing entire villages, wiping out everybody. They say that's justified because these are evil people. But then you tell them, well, British soldiers kidnapped barefoot Iraqi children and beat them to death on videotape. The Son of Man demands that they be arrested, tried, and put to death. Those are terrorists, enemies of man. And name a Marine that's supporting me in that position. You know, and then I get people to look and see. No soldier opposes me. You know, there are people that disagree with me because they hold God in contempt. They fear wisdom because they don't understand that there's a lot of betterments to be had when universal justice is practiced. But they fear that understanding because they don't know what it is to even be alive or free, for sure. Americans declare they're the bastions of freedom when they demand that no member of the human species can be allowed access to a court system or a lawyer if we're not a bona fide American citizen. And they can put us in prison indefinitely or torture us until we admit we're Al-Qaeda. And again, he tells you he's the good guy. And if you disagree with him, you're with the terrorists to form your own conclusion as a free individual. He's decided that's not going to work under his leader of the free world. Deceptions. And how deceptive are they? And we look at the nature of chaos in our universe as, well, I guess not too many people do, but I do. And you can see it. I mean, you can understand that It's very profound, my arguments that I make, but these arguments have been here forever. This battle is eternal. Good against evil is a learning process to where we either survive or fall down dead and die. And Bush's threat to the entire species is extremely real. You know, thousands of tons of radioactive toxic waste that has oxidized or in part oxidizes to particles as small as a tenth of a micron. They are essentially weightless to the wind and travel around our Earth, mutating the DNA of all human tissue. It is a very serious threat. And yet, Rupachuli tells us we can eat it by the poundful. You know, Bush took $700 billion out of Social Security. You're only getting 2% on the deposits, but he wants to improve it for you. And it's going to put it in the stock market he wants. As it hasn't been fixed since Enron made off with literally hundreds of billions of stolen pension monies and everybody else's cash while quadrupling the cost of energy in California. Alex Jones, America's freedom broadcaster, will suggest that the New World Order has got it all planned down to exercise their conquests of global tyranny. And if we could only dream that far, these things are evil, they're stupid. All they want to do is kill people for cash. You know, the official military strategy of the Bush administration in Iraq presently is to kill Marines for money, P2OG. But you grab a Marine and you say, look, just read this for yourself, fuckhead. How stupid are you? And they just balk in cowardice and run away with their tail between their legs. Little Nazi fascists who instead tell us they're going to bomb the entire population of inhabited cities. Like Fallujah, murdering more than 200,000 innocent persons. In Samarra, they had absolutely no reason to bomb anyone. And the demons who drop these bombs do it to kill the Marine. Because you're only beginning a conflict that's going to result in soldiers dying. And the strategy is that's the only way Rumsfeld can steal half of the money being allocated each month. Isn't going to serve the patriot, warrior, soldier contest. You know, it's not they'll tell the American taxpayer, you better support this war, otherwise you're not supporting the troops, and yet more than half of the cash doesn't go to anything to better the soldiers' situation, but for into the pockets of thieves who claim that they are unaccountable, because all these congressmen are criminals also, and CNN, CBC, and Fox News, they've taken our calls. So, why must we continue dying this way? We don't. I don't see a reason why this must continue. Why cannot soldiers stand up for freedom in Afghanistan and speak out for the interests of Christian rights, of women's rights, of working to deny the Northern Alliance heroin pushers from pushing their dope on our streets? You know, I don't say we have to murder anybody. Just stop them from shipping the stuff out. Why can't they do that? They have these, it's, you know, wherever the soldiers are stationed is where they're protecting the fields. So they're just openly heroin pushers. That's what the soldiers warring creation for. And it couldn't speak a word in defense of the innocent, because it doesn't even have the mind to read or write yet. It hasn't discovered, you know, the principles of freedom, because it's a mindless Bushite enemy who kills innocent people, pushes drugs on our streets, and tells us we cannot negotiate with the Taliban because they're wise men. You know, Omar the Just said you need evidence to form your conclusion. He's going to defend an innocent person. Why wouldn't America support his behavior? You know, it's only through the demonization of the innocent, right? They'll tell you they didn't have schools for kids Well, yeah, they did. In fact, they even had a girls' school program. Yeah, I don't care. They oppressed women. Well, they formed politically, solely, specifically over improving the rights of women. Women were bought and sold as slaves prior to them arriving, to form a consensus nationally that had never been done prior, where everybody could say, we agree thus far on defending women. Now, they had problems. They weren't perfect. But they were the literate, more educated of the Afghani populace, or men that wanted to protect their community anyway as police officers. If you wanted to do something in defense of women, and you wanted to be a police officer in your local town or village, you would have to be a member of the Taliban. So if you wanted to be a police officer to defend women in your community, you were a member of the Taliban. These are the individuals Bushite grunts murder. And you go, well, what's his crime? He's defending women's rights. He doesn't like heroin being sold into Canada or the United States. And he demands America support the FBI in your formal conclusions found through the evidence trail. Why can't you support that? Why do you have to instead have your faith stolen and accept blindly? When you watch TV, you see five heads there speaking like there's not a problem. You're by yourself to be concerned that innocent people are being sacrificed further for the gains of the terrorist network that actually committed the crimes of 9/11. By closing criminal investigations immediately after the terrorist event, Bush minimally has obstructed justice for America. And that's what freedom is. Those who tell you otherwise are demon liars who want to sacrifice furthermore for their irrationalisms and contempt for intelligent folks. And you don't have to be that intelligent to know what I'm speaking. These things are simple to understand if people would just pay attention and give some support to those who speak on indivisible freedoms being granted to all parties. Nobody should be denied equal representation. So all these people in Guantanamo have to be freed. If you're not going to charge them, free them. All the prisoners that American forces hold in Iraq will be freed. If you have no evidence against them, they kidnap males 15 to 55 and put them into gulags. That's a crime against our being. Real Marines are going to stand up and demand Paul Bremer and Dan Censor return the $19 billion both of them stole. They have no right to touch a penny of that cash that will be returned to the victims, of which will be represented by a fair standing government, not of what is there now. They've just executed a bunch of people, 14 or 17 people they said were responsible for kidnapping innocent Iraqis. But that's what the Americans do on a daily basis. So why aren't they arresting American forces for committing criminal acts against the legal structure of a freeing peoples? Why is not the Iraqi government demanding the arrest of all Aegis, Khaki and Blackwater employees, demanding lawlessness will not be allotted a space to steal further unaddressed, publicly speaking? I'm saying, listen, we're outlawing lawlessness. This is a real simple thing. Some neocons will tell you it's too complicated for your mind to follow. Believe me when I tell you, officially sanctioning lawlessness to a bunch of death squad goons who murder, rape, and pillage is a direction we will not accept as just another political philosophy. Nobody is lawless. Aegis employees videotaped themselves indiscriminately murdering innocent people in Iraq. The Pentagon has confirmed this is so, as was reported initially, that they confirmed it was Aegis. Not only did everybody from that company escape arrest, but the Pentagon wanted to ensure that their fund was going to continue. As enemies to the Iraqi people, Aegis hold the value of the Marine in total contempt. for committing those crimes against Iraqis only infuriates all honorable men to know the Bushite Nazi savages don't have the manhood to defend our communities. We demand soldiers who are men to support our call to have the British soldiers arrested who are responsible for videotaping their assaults against our children. Your children, my children, anyone's children they would victimize in their sadistic, sexually dysfunctional, fucked up manners. While we go through the process of arresting every single neocon to begin with, and put them into custody, awaiting public discussion on each character. Look, I don't want to be a bad guy, okay? But I see our world and I know how humanity is being murdered. The people who work at CBC hold your life in total contempt. They play you for a fool. Now, the average American citizen, they can't comprehend that much. They'd rather die in ignorance than defend their own falling families. I mean, in America, they give their own children mercury vaccines. It causes brain damage, not maybe. It's a neurotoxin. They're trying to make your children essentially retarded so they'll join the New World Order and kill people indiscriminately while telling us they're fighting for freedom. But the people at CBC know Peter Powers did the London bombing. I beg people in Britain to stand up for freedom and the defense of your own families and demand Peter Powers be arrested, tried, and executed. This guy blew up all the people in London in the subway system. Don't buy it for a second. It has anything to do with anything else but he was running a terrorist drill at the same time, same location, and had mock terrorists carrying explosives and gunny sacks. It's too insane. It can't be. That's what evil is. They just do it right in your face. And CBC knows Bush did 9/11. But the lie, cheat, and steal from you to kill you, it gives them power to be honorable and real men of our community requires virtue. They don't have that kind of strength. They'd rather kill you, steal from you, and pretend they're something otherwise. You phone CBC yourself and understand they will kill your family. They'll put a soldier's mother on television to say she's so proud of her dead son fighting for freedom. And he's not fighting for freedom. They're not fighting to defend the rights of Afghanis. All they're doing is killing people indiscriminately. Don't take my word for it. Ask them. Who's a Taliban? What's the difference between an honorable man in Afghanistan and a Taliban? What's the difference? The government they're defending is a Muslim fundamentalist regime that practices Sharia law. I thought this was the reason, you know, these people are considered bad guys. In America, they have Art Bell and George Norrie. These things are your enemy. They know Bush did 9/11 and lie to you. And to kill you. They'd rather see you die. And why can't you speak in opposition to their action? To disallow. If you can't speak, I certainly can. Why don't you support me? Don't be stupid. Freedom is a good thing. Hey everybody, it's another Wizard's Worldwide Work of Wonder. From yours truly, King Johnny Wizard, President and CEO of Shareware Earth Co. Coming to you once again with some indivisible truths that we all agree share our interests equally as the concerned citizenry fighting to free ourselves from evil tyranny. Yeah, so where are we going to start? Well, as my example illustrates, Bush, the demon antichrist, committed the crimes of 9/11. He steals faith from you for you not to accept evidence as a requirement to convince yourselves of something. This wisdom cannot be comprehended by everybody. You know, I'm smart enough to know it because I'm a true free individual. people who live as slaves in tyranny, it's too complicated. They'd rather kill your kids, steal your money, than accept the reality. Right? A neocon, all it wants to do is deprive you freedom and liberty. Bush committed the crimes of 9/11. And there's nobody to argue against it. Not a single American soldier has uttered a word in disagreement with me. And I've spent years stopping soldiers on the street, and they're free to speak as individuals anonymously on the internet through Usenet services. No soldiers speak against me. Okay, so, you know, that's the kind of reality I bring. There are things that are so, because we know them to be just that. Bush closed outstanding criminal inquiries on who committed the 9/11 terrorist offenses immediately after the thing went down. It's not a theory. It's on the news already, plenty of times. You know, if you can't understand all the complexities of all this other information, you should be able to understand he stopped police officers from making the required arrests against the perpetrators who murdered thousands of Americans in New York City on 9/11. That's an example. There's not another side to that. You see? His partner, General Mahmoud Ahmad, was at the White House 2 days prior to 9/11. On the same date that Jim Mikliszewski at MSNBC told us was the time they were working on their invasion of Afghanistan plan with Condoleezza Rice. The documents came from her very office. And they implemented their strategy 100%. I'm not making this up. That's what they told Jim Mikliszewski. They said the plan was implemented completely. To not bring forward any evidence against the accused would guarantee invasion because they're Muslim fundamentalists. And as a consequence, the Bush cabal of betrayers to Christ would be able to stave off the criminal proceedings that were just gearing up against Enron, America's greatest pension thievers, being Bush's biggest financial contributor, had them concerned, and they wanted to get in there to secure a liquefied natural gas pipeline, of which soldiers today are dying to protect for Enron. America's greatest pension thievers, the guys that steal the most from American citizenry, are the guys soldiers are still dying for with these lies. Soldiers who fight for the neocon fight against American freedom because they don't support the arrest of those who actually committed the offenses. They lie to us with this Al-Qaeda bullshit. And then the thing about it, the nature of evil is the deceived disguise. God's laughing somewhere, I'm sure. If you follow their line of reason or their bullshit, well, okay, Al-Qaeda is being funded by the Bush regime. They fully confess that this is so in Iran to create instability. Now, you claim Al-Qaeda's come across the border into Afghanistan. Well, that would be Bush's partners then. They go, yeah, oh. And they go, shut up. And then what do? They bomb innocent villages. They kill our friends and family. Because now they don't even have Al-Qaeda to excuse themselves from indiscriminately murdering people running for their lives from a church. But anyway, we're beginning now on this journey, and I'm hoping I can bring just about everybody with ourselves. But some Bushites, they don't want to learn. All they want to do is continually get paid more than $1,000 a day to murder innocent people. These lawless individuals in Iraq, or anywhere on the earth, actually, they cannot be allowed to disrespect ourselves in that manner. Nobody is lawless. And those that officially take a position to say as much, we don't have any further questioning needed. They are our enemies and should be treated as such in wartime. They believe they can commit lawless acts against our being and not be held accountable? Well, yeah, they can, actually, very easily. Aegis employees, Blackwater employees, and Khaki employees can quit any time and join the civilized. But they say, hey, there's too much money there for them to continually thieve from ourselves. Undefended. Why are not the American military forces gunning for Aegis, Blackwater, and Khaki? These enemies of freedom are undermining your continual survival. How can you say you're fighting for freedom in Iraq while supporting the defense of lawless disciples of the demon Antichrist? Nobody's lawless. We have them on videotape killing innocent people indiscriminately. All of Aegis employees need to be arrested for those offenses. We need to contact the Pentagon officials who are in part responsible for those terrorist actions and be arrested. Nick Roberts knows who they are. He's given out some names there. We'll help CNN along with our struggles against tyranny and ensure to arrest those at the Pentagon who issue those checks to Aegis who murder our friends and family. That's what it is to stand in defense of freedom and liberty. You stand for freedom and liberty in Iraq, it serves your interests well as an American citizen. You'll be saving some innocent people's lives, or even not so innocent lives. These soldiers are, as we know, clinically retarded, but they're still guilty of these offenses of indiscriminate warfare, using napalm and so on, radioactive toxic waste they feed themselves. Anyway, okay, onward we go. Now what does it mean for America to stand up proud and strong for the Iraqi people? What would that mean if you guaranteed every single last stolen penny returned to the victim? What would that mean? That would mean America would have returned all the stolen pension money Enron has taken from the glorious state of California. That means Greenspan not only would be arrested for stealing that $19 billion, but the $4 trillion. Him and his banker buddies did a chaos scam in the Asian market. They stole $4 trillion. America could be paradise if they'll stand up for freedom, but they don't. It's been years and years and years of me screaming and begging. And all they have is two demons on their national radio program, constantly committed to tell us about higher intelligence that live in another universe. The UFOs. While advocating the criminal theft against the innocent and God-loving in this world. You don't have to be from another planet to understand that is wrong. The Pentagon has stolen more than $4 trillion. Each month, the money being allocated to the military, again, these demon enemies of life itself, congressmen who tell you must fund the military or you're not supporting the troops. Half of that, more than half of those monthly checks that you pay out as a taxpayer are completely unaccounted for. It doesn't help the soldier grunt on the ground, dying from radioactive toxic waste. Or head traumas, of which more than half of 10th Mountain Division soldiers are pronounced clinically mentally retarded. You support freedom for humanity, and it will pay off in dividends for your life too. Don't you know what freedom is? Bush gave us zero evidence to form your conclusion. And demanded if you not give your faith to Bush, you would be a terrorist. Wrong! Hammurabi says those who formulate false allegations against the innocent should be executed! Why wouldn't you kill a Sean Hannity, who on television, again, he does this almost every fucking day,
again on television, told you, Ahmadinejad says the Holocaust never happened. Him and Dan Censor, the guy who's a multi-billionaire who stole billions of dollars from Iraq, has to take time out of his busy day to tell you demon lies. Because he supports nuking a nation to murder tens of millions of people they claim have no political power. They have no ability to even change their political circumstance, but he wants to see them nuked. And for what? They say Ahmadinejad's got a nuclear weapons program. Put to death everybody who says that. That's reporters, they're arrested for treason anyway. And the New York Times, the so-called left-wing newspaper, the Washington Post, CNN, even Lou Dobbs needs to be arrested for treason because he just told us this the other day. There's no evidence for that. You're alleging something that isn't substantiated by anyone. There's no evidence for that. And yet these neocon betrayers to God pronounce on television unchallenged because they don't take our calls. They don't have any concern for your life as a soldier to know you're assisting in the escape of those who truly committed the terrorist crimes of 9/11, who would easily murder yourself, your mother, or your child if it meant a couple extra dollars in their pockets. To know the people at CBC are fully aware that the FBI's formal conclusion is that it is Bush's business partner, General Mahmoud Ahmad, who funded Muhammad Atta. But they will lie to you. And poor the whore will put an hour special that they'll repeat endlessly over and over again. For people who know no facts, but you see her face in those videos. How she's so much better than them, and you could vicariously live through her and say how terrible these Muslims are, demanding evidence and a reason to defend their pitiful lives while they're tortured to death as the innocent. We know the CIA officers' names. We have photographs of their faces. We know that they've taken more than 1,000 flights of innocent people, of which not a single one is established connected in any way to Al-Qaeda or any terrorist activities. They are satanic enemies of life. Kidnap innocent people, take them to third world countries, and torture them to death for their pleasures. Just like these British soldiers. Just like this American goon. He got about an 8 or 10 year old child to run approximately 5 miles, telling the child, "We will give you water to save the life of your dying mother." Because they stole all the water provision money, the emergency water provision money to fill up their several Olympic-sized swimming pools. Blew up all the water treatment plants. The young child of 10, perhaps. His mother is dying. The child only knows they desperately need drinking water to save the life of his loved mother. The soldier makes that 10-year-old child run 5 miles on videotape while laughing at the young child practically dying from exhaustion. And when the child completes the 5-mile run, what did the Bushite do? He threw the water away and laughed at that young child trying to save the life of his mother. He must be put to death! Any soldier who disagrees, you fucking kill! With joy! With happiness! These things do not war our world for freedom. They war our world to torture, to thieve, to murder! Fight back!
They're enemies of life. They know that the Bushite neocon forces in Afghanistan are fighting for those who oppress women, the religiously intolerant. They're a Muslim fundamentalist regime that practices Sharia law. And all they do is sell this heroin now all throughout our city. I can get a hit of heroin for $2. Now I know what heroin is, and I can get high naturally, so what's the point in my case, right? But there's all these kids who don't know nothing and start doing heroin,
And their lives are practically over from that day on, because they're addicted to it, and they can't function without it. Now you're thinking, yeah, but it's only $2. The Bushite grunt, the enemy of creation, they only charge us $2 for that hit. Well, that's only now. They're going to charge us $2. You know, it probably almost cost them more to get it, you know, past everybody. But look at that. Through middlemen, they'll sell it for only $2. And then once all our kids are hooked, they'll do just like Cheney's buddies in Burma do. That price is going to skyrocket. And there'll be a huge increase in crime. It'll still be illegal to have in your possession. But the Bushite grunt, these enemies of life, who wear soldiers' uniforms, will assist in the shipment of those drug shipments right to your fucking front door. And don't believe for a second these are honorable. These soldiers, these brain-dead fucking psychopaths. You know, you go, well, not all soldiers would rape women or children. They don't kill Lieutenant Boudreau. They don't kill those British soldiers. I want to hear a Marine. You know, there's plenty of Marines that I'll kill, and I do it joyously. But let's look in America today. Show me one Marine that will stand with me demanding the execution of those British soldiers who tortured those children. Show me one soldier. You know, they say they have reasons for bombing people running for their lives from a church. God-loving, innocent victims. They say they have a justification for those because the commander said it was okay. Nah, 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 and then I kill them, and I do it joyously, and I hope you will take pride in killing these demon enemies. But realize, they say they have justifications for bombing Samara, killing all these innocent people in the marketplace in Somalia. Have you seen the video of Somalia? These guys who fly these Apache helicopters, anybody who's associated to those programs, I would beg you to kill. They do nothing admirable, honorable, but kill helpless, poor black people in Somalia. They blew up marketplaces, residential communities, while telling you, yeah, but we're fighting Al-Qaeda. Who's Al-Qaeda? What's a terrorist act? These are enemies of life. These are not freedom fighters. They don't know what freedom is. When in America has a celebrity stood up for the FBI in relationship to Bush's business partner funding 9/11's mastermind ringleader? The best thing I can get out of this situation is Alex Jones' interpretations. You know, you got to admit we're all fallible. I make mistakes too, Alex. Calling yourself the best thing is not necessarily great. You got to acknowledge that you know a lot about some things, and maybe there's some other things you're not fully aware of. And admit to those weaknesses. Don't tell us about the New World Order, how Europe is going to take over, and maybe that's your justification for not supporting a judicial cause today. You know, Alex Jones, I'm only picking on him to try to create some controversy or some discussion material, or material we can discuss. But, you know, he'll tell you all these cops, they say, you got to let the illegal immigrants have a free reign. Well, to solve that, all you got to do is find out a commander who issued that order. You know, find a police officer who says that's what he was told to do. And find out who the commander there is and have them arrested, because that would be a criminal offense. You know, we don't have to go after cops. Cops, for the most part, I'm sure of it. I'm positive in this respect. Most cops want to do the right thing. They get involved in police services because they want to protect their community. You know, we see in the United States a police officer will shoot an innocent man dead in the streets. What was it, like something like 36 times or whatever? You go, well, maybe we'll sue that cop. No, that cop needs to be charged for first-degree murder. Like, that's what I don't understand. I'm having a hard time comprehending why you people are so blind in this respect. Police officers are American, you know, police officers are us. They're people that live in our community. They're not above and beyond reproach. And they shouldn't be, because then they're not defending your freedoms. You know, that's an error in America's way. If a police officer falls victim, the accuser should face no more, no less of a prison term. Because then you're not understanding. Don't think of them defending some special freedoms for you, and then other people, second-class citizens, well, these laws don't apply to them. That's what Bush is trying to do, the demon antichrist in America with all your immigration bullshit. All he really wants, like the motivations that drive him to do the things he does, is to have essentially slave labor. They want a second-class American citizen who doesn't have the same rights, doesn't have the same protections. In fact, PBS did a special a little while ago where they're showing, they'll ship in, I can't even remember where it was from, maybe the Philippines or India, essentially slave labor. They live in, they build these sort of closets for them to live in. It's it's almost like a prison base. They can't leave this site, this work site, and they get paid, you know, whatever it is, 50 cents a day to work at this American company. Now, that should be a criminal offense. All the money should be seized from those corporations who are operating in that manner. All of their money. You got to go after these things. You know, shareholders of healthcare insurance providers are robbing you. They have no right to touch a penny of that cash. But you don't understand. You're too weak intellectually. You haven't. The TV has never granted us an opportunity to just freely talk about the facts. They want to control us. Because they see they have no true talent, no true skill, but they have all our cash. They keep you beaten down, injured, to die. And they think that gives them greater power than you. They'll watch you die while smiling. CNN. Fox News especially. Look at how they talk to these soldiers. I'll tell you, as I've told you before, I've spoken to every single employee at CBC National offices in Toronto, and did it like tons of times. I got tired of it. I'm not going there anymore. I just wanted to make my point clear. These things know this, and they'll smile at the soldier, the soldier's mother. The soldier's dead. The mother says, well, at least my son died fighting for freedom. He fought and died for Muslim fundamentalism, where they persecute women. They're not fighting for women's rights. Not one soldier in Afghanistan has uttered a word in defense of women's rights. And I think I've come to decide one of the principal reasons why. These women who have been in Afghanistan will tell you, well, the Taliban actually were fighting for women's rights. We had a girls' school program. Women worked at the newspaper in Kabul. They didn't have to wear burqas. And the Northern Alliance were the guys they were warring who kept women as slaves and sold heroin around our world. The Taliban banned heroin from being distributed because they claimed it wouldn't be in God's interest to do so. And that's the thing as fundamentalists. They can't change Allah's mind. They can go back, I think Allah changed his mind. As fundamentalists, it doesn't work that way. The ideas behind Sharia is that it's brought to be through a reason. And Muhammad says, treat people equitably. That's all your answers. There you go. I've solved all the bullshit they tell us about Muslim fundamentalism. It's all solved right there. Anybody who treats somebody unfairly is going against Muhammad. Say anything disparaging about Muhammad, I'll come and kill you! Well, I mean, not necessarily. I mean, when we're talking about, you know, delimbing somebody or putting somebody to death for some criminal offense, if you're going to assault Muhammad in that respect, you're going to piss me off! See how easy that is? But then poor the whore, she wants to go on and on and on about, or these things out of Britain. This is extremely disturbing. Peter Powers did the bombing, the London bombing, and killed, what was it, 48, well, I can't even remember what the numbers were. All those innocent victims that were blown up with the explosives in the subway system was committed by Peter Powers. CNN doesn't want to tell you that. They don't want to tell you where Peter Powers is. He's Ian Blair's buddy. The head of Scotland Yard, it's his friend, did the bombing. Ian and Tony Blair both need to be arrested for assisting in first-degree murder, in the murder of those children. They must be brought to justice. Any British Scotland Yard officer, any soldier for Britain who disagrees, kill it. Do it joyously. And once you shoot these things and kill them, you put your gun on the ground. This is what you people don't understand. Oh, we got to go and camp ourselves and live out in the woods. No, as an American soldier, when your commander says, we're going to drop 92,000 bombs on Fallujah, you shoot Sattler in the head dead where he stands. You put your gun on the ground. You say, I just killed my commander because he ordered us to murder innocent people. I'm a true freedom fighter. I fight to defend the innocent in this world. I hate tyranny. And what happens when you go to court? You'd be acquitted. You know, Russell, Stephen Russell, he commands soldiers to punish cities. He says, we're going to punish this city today. We're going to punish that city today. And we have video footage of these demon enemies of life itself who fly either in Apache helicopters or do these bombing runs. They're monsters. CBC will never show you those videos of them blowing up innocent people in the street while masturbating, while screaming in joy they do to murder innocent girls, innocent boys, innocent God-loving peoples. And they say, oh, I want post-traumatic stress disorder funding. I want to sit on welfare for the rest of my life through the VA. Fuck you! The only excuse any soldier will ever have is to know that they're fighting to bring these demons to justice. Mattis murdered an entire wedding party. And then he sent the soldiers in, kill the women and children, make sure nobody survives this. And then we got the propaganda from Kimmett. He said it was Al-Qaeda. They were all Al-Qaeda. Don't believe the propaganda. But then we got the video. Oops. You know, Kimmett told us that Zakari was a psychop. Zakari killed all those Marines as a psychop. All those Marines that died from Zakari were victims to a psychop. And then they tried to fix it. Kimmett and his buddies tried to fix it because they were worried. Kimmett was worried. Because Kimmett told the soldier, he says, you just change the channel if you don't like this storyline. That's what he said. Just change the channel. Don't fucking bug us. But then he got fearful. Hey, he figures, what if an American soldier actually is smarter than the average fucker? And figures it out. Kimmett figures, well, he'd be fucking dead. Fucking instantly. Running these psych ops to kill Marines. So then they had Zakari come out and say, oh yeah, but we won't attack American forces. We promise. No, we're not going to attack any American forces. And that's when he fucking finally died. We have American taxpayers paying private mercenary forces, Aegis, to actually kill Marines for cash. We caught them in a car filled with explosives, dressed up in Arab gears, shooting at police officers. They were caught. They're going, you're Aegis. You're South African death squad goons. Why are you trying to kill Marines? For cash, you dumb fuck. There's no money to steal from humanity if we just let freedom reign. We have to indiscriminately murder good, honorable people in hopes and prayers they'll retaliate justly against the dumb fuck enemies. And what happened when they arrested those guys? They put them into prison. The Marines... There was some comments, might not be totally clear on this, but there was, you can imagine, there was comments to the effect, you guys are going to be put to death trying to kill Marines for financial profit with your British buddies, working side by side with Blair and the boys. Fuck, they're going to put you to death. And what did they do? One of the commanders, more than likely Buford Blount, I don't know for sure, Buford Blount's a Saudi Wahhabist. He was commanding Saudi Arabian troops prior to taking control of the 3rd Infantry, where he gave out 170 tons of plastic explosives to kill the Marines with, gloriously over and over and over again. But it was probably Buford Blount who ordered American tanks to push down the walls of that prison and break those guys out jiffy, quick-like.
Don't want justice to rule.
Don't want American men who own fucking any gun to hunt down Aegis employees wherever they are, because you know they know. We all know these things that work for Aegis are there only to commit hardships by indiscriminately murdering ourselves. They give out videotapes of them murdering ourselves. They do it while desecrating Elvis Presley, the great Elvis Presley. They hold the value of your life in total contempt. People say, well, does it mean we got to kill all of them? Anybody who works for Aegis could have quit years ago. But they know, I'd rather get paid $1,000 a day, actually. Killing innocent people can become really rewarding, because in the lawless world of the demon antichrist, None of us are ever going to be held to account. There's too many of us to hunt down and kill judiciously. You're only one man. Well, I'm only one man too, and together we can stand to defend our families, to defend our freedoms, by hunting these demons down. You know, all the money that Aegis holds, all the money that Blackwater holds, all the money that Khaki holds, Khaki most specifically, because these guys take it upon themselves to admit they like torturing innocent people. They do it as their profession. Kidnapping innocent people from their homes, of which I've seen on the military channel, so don't fucking lie to me. I'll kill you. I can't wait to come down to some of those southern states and face these Bushites one. But I've seen it countless times on video, so don't fucking lie to me. They go house to house kidnapping innocent people to be tortured in these gulags run by Khaki. These are demon enemies. They say they cannot be held accountable. They say you do not have the virtue. You do not have the strength. You do not have the trigger finger. We have Nick Roberts from CNN contacted the Pentagon regarding Aegis' mass murdering campaigns of which they videotaped. The Pentagon responded to Nick Roberts to say, without any room for doubt, they know exactly who those individuals are. They will not be arrested. Their contracts will be continued. They're going to even perhaps get bonuses because they're implementing. Well, and that's as far as the Nick Roberts story goes. But the reason why the Pentagon's rewarding these demons is because they're implementing the official military strategy. P2OG, kill the Marine for cash, because it's a soulless fucking enemy of life itself. Its life means nothing to any of us. It has no honor. It has no virtue. Where is the Marine to stand up for the Iraqi populace? They say they're dying there today. And I've seen this myself countless times, but just like yesterday. The Marine will tell you, he's there putting his life on the line to defend Iraqis. But he won't demand the arrest, trial, and execution of the British soldiers who kidnapped barefoot Iraqi children. He won't demand the return of all stolen assets, the execution of Negroponte for stealing the emergency water provision money. He won't demand the execution of those who are just dropping the bombs. You never have a reason to drop these bombs, ever, never. All they do is bomb innocent people. They say in Afghanistan, they'll wipe out entire villages. The 10th Mountain Division will. They'll murder children. They'll murder the elderly. They'll say that that's what they're there to do, as freedom fighters fighting on behalf of Afghanis. Who buys that? Who does? CNN buys that. CBC buys that by denying you an opportunity to understand how important it is to stand up proud in defense of the innocent. Bushites are too cowardly. They're too fucking weak. They bomb people indiscriminately and lie to your face as our enemies. Fight for freedom. Fight for justice. Demand these perpetrators responsible for dropping the initial 38,000 bombs and missiles on Iraq be put to death. There was no cause to attack Iraq to begin with, despite what the expert of all science, all religion, all poetry, all music, all philosophy, Hitchens says. He says he knows it all. There's no science to support that. Here's what religion is. Here's what God is. Here's what atheists are. And yet there's no cause for the war of which he supported. He says, well, we all believed he had WMDs. No, we didn't. There's no evidence for that. All the WMDs were destroyed. How do you prove something that's less than ash? Prove to us. Well, it's gone. Well, you're guilty. You had complete unrestricted access prior to dropping a bomb. You could have just marched the soldiers in, not having to fire any shots. Have you seen the video footage of them marching on to Baghdad? Where they just indiscriminately killed everybody they could see. And you see the soldiers laughing and cheering while they gunned down innocent women and children. What's their crime? I thought you said they were living in tyranny. Why would you murder these helpless individuals driving in their cars? What's their crime? And they laugh and cheer. Tell you they're there to defend Iraqis. Well, Paul Bremer steals more than $19 billion. Well, the UN stole the Oil for Food program money, or 20% of it, and 30% was stolen through some fucker at in Kuwait. Why don't you speak out for those victims? Anybody who's made more than $100,000 through this Iraq foray will be demanded to have that stolen cash returned or put to death. We will not allow war profiteering to succeed in this instance. Never! I will not allow myself to live in that world. I will kill every single one of you who disagrees with me on that issue. You cannot be allowed to profit off the murder of these innocent victims. I will not allow it! Well, so clearly, we're in the worst of times. But what kind of benefits would it bring? Like, as I've stated, if men in America existed and they demanded the stolen money of Iraqis be returned to themselves through a legitimate government, which is not what's currently found. You know, these people who are responsible for putting to death all these people in their government have to be arrested for first-degree murder. Saddam didn't gas the Kurds in Halabja. They died from cyanide-based blood agent that was given to Iran from Israel. That's according to the CIA, and they did studies on the crime scene. They went down there and did soil samples, and that's the verdict. So they just put to death Chemical Ali without any evidence. Where's your evidence for these accusations? You know, they just murdered a bunch of people. And why don't they kill Aegis? Why doesn't the Iraqi government change their evil ways and demand the arrest, trial, and execution of every single mercenary in Iraq today, right now? They say they're unaccountable to all laws while they're victimizing ourselves. Only hurting innocent people, they stand and proclaim to be our freedom fighters, of which you pay with your blood, sweat, and tears to continue. But people look at this and they say it's insurmountable, like libertarians. These are libertarians, conservatives. Anybody who calls himself a right-winger is generally an idiot, doesn't really know much about freedom, is terrified of the big universe, and that's why they attach themselves to that labeling system. But what's a left-winger? What's everybody else? Everybody. So there's good guys, there's bad guys, they're hugely diverse. You go to any left-wing political rally, and it's always the same story. Always the exact same story. And what a story is that? How can we choose between any of these people? They're completely unique individuals. They have their own minds and their own philosophies on any particular matter that we want to bring up. A Republican convention, a Libertarian convention. You know, the Libertarians are the oddest of the bunch. They're the real strange guys because they go on and on about how they understand what freedom is and they don't even have a clue. Barely a clue, I should say. But what's very interesting in America for libertarians, and they can take heart at this, is to know that you have the Free Talk Live show. These guys are libertarians, and they offer opportunities for you to call them anytime while their show's on, and you can debate their issues. They fail and lose every time, but you learn something from that experience that they generally don't even know what they're speaking, but they're fighting for freedom, and all the other people are stupid, and yet what they're truly fearful of is their own ignorance. They're fearful of the fact that they're, you know, less than in their own minds. You know, libertarians, or even the people who oppose immigration, you know, they won't defend America from the Bush regime, though. They won't demand evidence to substantiate our guilty verdicts, but they'll say they're fighting freedom to not let these victims come into the country. And Mexico has been victimized continuously. Criminally so, by the American administrations. Rockefeller criminally assaulted their monetary supply and did it on purpose to make innocent people suffer and die. He wrote it down even. He brags about it. That's what he did. He's got to pay back all the billions, the hundreds, perhaps hundreds of billions of dollars that he stole from them, has to be given back to them through a legitimate government again. Can't be giving payback to citizenry that aren't being represented fairly. That government is a fake government. They won a rigged election. Then they didn't really win then, right? So we have to have a fair election. And then they have to have this money returned to them. They've been continually victimized. American corporations go into their country, bribe officials, and dump, you know, toxic waste into their ecosystem, which of course is shared by Americans, but that's how stupid Americans are on general terms straight across the board, right? They want to criminally assault God in Iraq with radioactive toxic waste that you know will end the human species pretty much in that area for billions of years. And they do it with smiles on their face. Rapacheli says, you can eat depleted uranium by the poundful, and again and again and again, and I say, people, kill it, hunt it down, put it to death. Don't allow world health officials to tell you you can eat depleted uranium by the poundful. That's what a demon is. Don't run and hide. Don't, you know, look anywhere else. Rapacheli, get them now! You know, but they don't. It's just John again. Trying to take a man to the situation for the betterment of the human species. And what other betterments? What other goods could I bring? You know, then not only the return of stolen assets from California through Enron, but I could fix your healthcare system almost immediately. All the middlemen guys go. They're taking your money for nothing. They go. I mean, it's a blind ideology. Like libertarians, they're stupid people. There's nothing there. It's not like they have something to argue with me about. That's why, generally speaking. Well, like 95% of the time with libertarians, they don't want to engage in any conversation because they're terrified of their weakness. So they don't want anybody to show where they're blind. They don't have a clue. They don't have any understanding of a healthcare system. And they'll say, theirs is better than Canada's. You know, and what is it? You know, the healthcare industry comprises of a lot of different branches of, sometimes completely flawed philosophies. And sometimes, you know, if you break a bone and you go to the doctor, you're hoping they can treat you right away. You know, cost considerations aren't a factor. You're a member of our community. They didn't ask me how much money I had. I didn't even have a health card. I said, don't worry about it. You know, the doctor's concerned for my condition. It's got nothing to do with money. In America, it's all got to do with money, and the cash isn't going to the doctor. It isn't even really going to the hospital. It's going to a shareholder who's a member of the Libertarian Party. Says, that's a better philosophy. Give me half of your cash. Michael Moore is fantastic. I'd have to review his numbers. But his numbers I'm not agreeing with. The situation is much more dire than what he's letting on. You know, huge amounts of money is going to a shareholder who's not a doctor, doesn't give a rat's ass about your life, would actually rather see you die than eat into its profit margin, of which it has no right to touch. Why, if you've injured yourself and you have to go to the hospital, why is a shareholder taking half the cash for themselves, or the CEO of some private corporation? What's a private corporation doing in that exchange? You know, and then if you just go by the numbers, if you just measure how much per capita Canadians pay as opposed to Americans, we pay half as much as Americans do. We get full coverage. Americans get nothing. You're expected to go now, then buy yourself some insurance. And even if you get the insurance, they're going to try every way possible to not help you if you're injured and you need medical attention. They're going to try every which way they possibly can to deny you coverage. And then to say, yeah, Canada's system's not as good as America's. You know, you treat cancer with radiation. Well, that's a really stupid idea. Yeah, but we got our top physiological scientists saying it's a good thing to use radiation that mutates the DNA of our cells. It's stupid. If you were attacking a specific cancer cell, it would make sense. But that's not what's going on. You're getting radiation treatment. It makes you sick. I thought you were there to get better. No, we got it worked out. You know, if the person survives, we say the treatment saved them. If they die, they say, well, you didn't get to us soon enough. Acid reflux is a disease created by the pharmaceutical companies. You're not understanding cause and effect very much at all. It's really, really, you know, we haven't even made our first baby step into the great civilized world. You know, and then the idea And then, you know, you start there on your baby step, and then as you grow, you become a better individual, you find out there's all sorts of amazing things in this world that could better all our lives almost instantly. You know, the breakthroughs in science we've made with laptop batteries will power a car now. You know, it takes, you know, about 1,000 laptop batteries, but there's a company making these cars. Now, it's not on the news. They don't want you to know that. Who's they, and why don't they want you to know that? Why is it that, you know, what is it? Is it 100%? Tell me. Is it not, is this not true? 100% of every single news specialist we have on all our channels, they're all Zionists. All of them agree with victimizing innocent Christians. If it means more bribes to Republican congressmen and Democratic congressmen, they're taking bribes or kickbacks. It's a criminal operation. They're victimizing an innocent person. They just stole a person's home. How do you figure they're justified in that action? They're not. But why is it 100%? 100% of our TV head people have any concern present? Do they? Anything? No, it's a tit for tat. No, it's not a tit for tat. What's the cause? An innocent person is being victimized. Who's the perpetrator? America's funding these Nazi Zionists to victimize innocent Jews in Israel. If anybody criticizes that, it's anti-Semitic. How can that fucking be? And that's why they won't let us speak. Ideas rule this universe. Some ideas are better than others. We can make improvements with our lives to create greater happiness and prosperity. J.W. Smith came out with a book 30 years ago showing how America works twice as hard as you need to be. There's a redundancy. There's just total wasted money. But it takes intelligence. Libertarians, conservatives, the Reform Party, anybody who associates themselves as a fascist Nazi right-winger doesn't have the intellect. All they want to do is either bomb innocent people or victimize the politically powerless or unrepresented. You know, a lot of libertarians, conservatives, they want to attack people on welfare, you know, but they'll never work to defend you from criminal impropriety perpetrated by the government. I haven't done a check on this, but I'm just going to guess here. I'm going to guess that there's not a single libertarian-affiliated group out there right now that's supporting the arrest of George Walker Bush, Cheney, Rumsfeld, for the crimes of 9/11, because we already know they perpetrated the offense. Who do you think we are to be so dumb? He closed criminal investigations immediately after the event in question. The FBI states his business partner funded the operation, and what more do you need to know? See, libertarians, they go, I'm a coward, I'm going to attack welfare mothers who have nobody to speak in their defense, and suggest more VLTs in our communities. In the United States, we have poor communities that are being victimized by your state governments with these VLTs. This has to halt. We have to arrest these people. We have to go to our state. Well, we have to go. Well, first of all, we have to have an international discussion on how this scam is run. You know, I've given the example in Manitoba, but this is Alberta. It doesn't matter what province that runs these things. This kind of criminality ends up happening because there's no accountability. People don't understand why law is a good thing. Good laws make good sense for good reason and stand strong as such. Stupid laws don't last long because somebody defeats them this way or that. There are laws that are really, really strong that stand forever as a testament to how mankind finally succeeds over the tyrannies and debasement of our species. It's justice we must prevail with to save ourselves as measured worthy of the title of civilized humanity. So that's it for today. Think of a greater future where we can save, you know, our atmosphere by driving in electric cars. When you put laptop batteries inside cars, a small car, PT Cruiser, you can purchase this. Some guys from through the PT Cruiser line are selling cars like this, actually. And it only costs you $3 to charge up all the batteries to take you 150 miles at 100 miles an hour. So you can go 150 miles at 100 miles an hour for $3. And CNN, CBC, Fox News, they don't want to tell you that. When you watch TV, you're alone and there's four or five guys on the screen. You're isolated by yourself. They're the depiction of what reality is. They tell you not to be concerned whatsoever to the pilfering of your Social Security. $700 billion Bush has taken since he's been in power from those accounts. You're only receiving 2% on your deposit. Anyway, and we could do a whole bunch of things. Imagine this on a national radio program. If soldiers who have had their fellow brothers killed actually make an effort to call coast to coast and demand we give free opportunities for people to speak on these issues, and that event occurs, think of the goods that could happen then. And here's some examples. One, you could say, anybody out there think putting fluoride in our drinking water is a good idea? Please come forward. We want to hear where you're coming from because we can't find any science to support these falsehoods. And, like, it's crazy when you look into why fluoride is in our drinking water. It's completely insane. But the people who give excuses for it are never brought into the light. And it's not a bad thing. I'm not saying these are our bad guys. I'm saying they can institute bad things against our beings by causing fluorosis and, you know, the weakening of all our bones, affecting brain chemistry also, it's been alleged. That's, you know, whether that's there or otherwise, it's still a detriment for all of us to be eating this poison. It doesn't make any sense. But you can see the ignorance of this, the general populace. They think, well, it's there to clean the water, it's there to get rid of the bacteria, and really they don't even have a clue. They don't know nothing. But they put their faith in the system that it's just right the way it is. And if you say otherwise, you're being anti-patriotic, you're being anti-American. That's what we heard on Larry King. Like, they're just total demon enemies of America. In America, that want to beat you down, want to deny your rights, want to steal your pension, want to steal your life. And they exist, and they're real. And the only way to defend ourselves is to come back to justice. Those who disagree with that, you should realize, these things are really our enemies. Those who support the indefinite incarceration of innocent people, we have no evidence for. Any allegation they make, it doesn't matter, apparently. And then we're denied lawyers, we're denied access to judges. You say, oh, no, John, you got that wrong. Americans, we don't do that too. It's all you other people. All us other people. Russia, China, Europe. Who the fuck do these things think they are, eh? And then look at the truth. The great Alex Jones will show you the truth on this. Yeah, occasionally he does some really spectacular things. Occasionally he falls pretty bad. But that's okay. He's still there trying. But he'll explain to you, you know how they do this? If you believe in that, you say all other members of the human species have no rights to be alive and free in this universe, and only the Americans get to be alive and free. He'll tell you what happens. What happens when you believe that? Well, the government comes up to you and says, hey, well, we're classifying you. You're no longer an American. They could turn you into any enemy combatant anytime they wish. Who's going to know? Who's going to complain? CBC, CNN, and Fox News, they ain't taking our calls. They don't give a rat's ass that the guys who perpetrated 9/11 are walking away scot-free while killing American Marines for further stolen profit. Gains? Like capital gains. Ross Perot, one of the greatest minds on this subject. You know, these things in that you people don't understand what the stock market is at all. The TV, it's your fucked up religion. These people who own shares in the bank, for example, why do you think they deserve anything? I thought the depositor was the shareholder. No, it's our special friends. They don't even have to cover the loans they give out, of which you're expected to pay them back for. Why would we do that? But we do it, and people go, that's how the system works. Private bankers become billionaires, and the rest of us suffer and die because of it. Our failures to understand what that relationship is. Why do we pay them for nothing? They're getting in between our public interaction. We shouldn't have to deal with a private bank when we want to do public business with some American friend, neighbor, wherever. Why do they think they have this power to just take your cash? Well, I'll tell you, in Iraq, they had a public banking system where the profits that are generated by the bank go into the pockets of those who have cash deposited there. Doesn't that just make sense? You know, it's so simple. But a neocon, a republican, a conservative, a reform party member, because they're all the same, right? That's the difference, right? We know what all their minds are. They're all going to go, don't listen to it, don't listen to it. Don't listen to it, it's going to show my weakness. Don't show it. And they fight against free communications, because they know they have nothing to stand on. Instead of showing appreciation for wisdom, they hate the intellect. They hate the artist. They don't want people. What the hell does it mean to be a Jew anyway? There's no time spent. But anybody who criticizes Israel as being anti-Semitic is fucking pure evil, man. Pure evil. And the government has taken this position. The United States government, all the senators and congressmen voted, and they all readily agreed. They will, except maybe for Ron Paul and perhaps Kucinich, I don't know all the details on that, but just about every single member in America's government has repeatedly taken a position. They will never question any action Israel takes. They will support Israel in whatever decision it makes. And that is wrong. You cannot, even if Israel was the pinnacle of success and freedom for all living people, and truly respected God as worthy listening to, because that's the whole story in the Bible, for Christ's sake. I'm taking a break. Never mind. I hope you get my point. I'm quitting. You guys aren't going to support me now. I'm going to move.